June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brunson the crossover, Brunson the drive, flips it up, it's good! And a foul! A circus shot from Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks take a two-point lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, Corey, this was interesting to me, and you brought it into my view, is that Brian Windhorst said, he said something about LeBron probably to start and then transition. You thought I was waiting. I'm not going to make another joke.
Yeah, I feel
here.
Like there was some Gallup thing in there or something.
Our boss was standing outside the studio window.
Giving you the
He disapproved.
Is that Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, Lashley, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he hurts people, Kevin.
I could see that. So he said, look, there's obviously interest from the Knicks. Because they requested the interview, and he believes, or he has been led to believe, that there could be some mutual interest from Jason Kidd to go coach the Knicks. There's still a couple years left on his contract, and so I say, let's make a deal. But I wanted to start y'all with this. Would you be okay with letting Jason Kidd move on down the road?
I'm having a very difficult time emotionally with this team.
Sure.
So I'm at a point now where if that was to happen, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because they traded the best player on the team.
For sure.
Actually, was he the best player on the team? He was.
Because Cooper Flagg wasn't here yet.
Cooper Flagg wasn't here yet.
I gotcha.
And then they got the number one overall pick. Yes. And you're like, that's never happened before.
Yeah.
Two things that have never happened before. So if they decided, you know what, we're going to trade Jason Kidd, I would be like, I'm not surprised. I like Jason Kidd, though.
Sure.
Now, is it because we had him on the show the other day and he was awesome and he was great and everything and he seemed like he was our best friend after we were done? No, that's not the reason.
Oh,
I think Jason Kidd's a brilliant basketball mind.
Agreed.
I think that he has overperformed as a coach at times here. Getting them to the Western Conference Finals, you can put a lot of that in Luka's court for sure. But also, Jason Kidd was the one with his coaching staff kind of molding that whole thing as they went along, playing the good game of chess, as he talked about. He's guided you to the NBA Finals. I don't want to move on from people that know how to win like that.
Yeah.
Again, this goes with the DeBoer conversation, right? Because DeBoer knew how to win. And now you're going to bring somebody in that needs to know how to win too. So my feeling is if Jason Kidd was to be gone, would they be able to say, Sean Sweeney, you are now the head coach of this team? And I would feel pretty comfortable with that.
Okay.
But if you move on from your head coach, now you have a search and you have been building this entire vision with Jason Kidd in mind. This entire defense first philosophy, we're trading Luka for this, we want this guy. You've been building it with Jason Kidd as the one that was going to coach the team. Why would you say, you know what, we're willing to trade him for a pick just because you want him, New York? We want him too.
Sure.
So I don't understand why you would just bend the knee to somebody else because they're in a larger market like you did to LA just recently.
And from the 214, Kyrie opts out if Kidd leaves. You might be right about that. I don't know that for a fact just because, like, and I know how much he respects Kidd's point guard ability and basketball.
It was his
yes.
Hero.
Yeah, and I definitely get that. I don't know if that will be the case strictly because of some of the financial things at play, but you might be right about that. Kyrie might opt out. And then it feels like a no-go just based on what Nico told us in his end of season presser. And it was that Kyrie is priority number one. And if so, those two things are tied together, then I think this is a
non-start. Especially if Jason Kidd's part of the sell.
Yeah.
hey, Jason Kidd's been talking to you for like the last 3 months now.
Yeah. And so I don't think that would happen if that were the case. But let's go off the assumption that that's not the case. Alec, would you be okay with moving on from Jason Kidd? Because Corey just said, hey, he doesn't want to, but I'll try to pitch you on it in just a second.
I'd say no for a lot of the same reasons that Corey mentioned. Finding head coaches that just win is not easy, especially in basketball. You see the shelf life of NBA head coaches is just getting smaller and smaller. And whenever you can find a guy that earns tenure and legitimately earns it, like Jason Kidd has, I want to keep that guy. And reason number two being, we've heard time and again ever since, you know, this opening has come up, what's the theme we've heard from all the national insiders? AD and Kyrie want to play for that coach.
Yeah.
Whether that means they leave or not is a different conversation. They want to play for that coach. So I'd rather have them invested if they're going to be on this team, because I think they're really good basketball players when they are invested and when they are healthy. So I'd rather keep them in town.
What if the Knicks offered you a 2026 first round pick? So the reason why I bring that up
for a coach?
Okay, there is precedent for that. The Celtics traded Doc Rivers, good call, to the Clippers about a decade ago. They get a first round pick back. In the late 2000s, the Heat traded Stan Van Gundy to the Magic for a couple of second round picks. So I guess I'll ask you both those scenarios. Would a couple of second round picks work for you, or would a first round pick work for you guys? Since you guys are, I want to keep him, let's just say, and I don't know that this is on the table, especially because I don't think the Knicks have a draft pick this year, but let's just say that we're on the table.
A first round pick. Do you think their picks are going to be good?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Although we do have the number one overall pick, so like, what's the, like, we...
And it'll be for next year.
No, what I'm saying is we can live off that.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For the next 10 years. So,
and that's, can I pause on that for just real quick? That is actually one of the reasons that I would at least listen to this conversation, depending on the opt outs and everything. Cause I've seen, I just saw another person text in and say, I also think that Kyrie would opt out without Jason Kidd. Well, that changes the metric. But let's, if they wouldn't, or if they couldn't, in the case of Anthony Davis, you were just talking about the window. So that's what I'm trying to do to add to the window, is I'm giving you another piece of ammunition potentially for a trade, or if you want to end up making that pick next year.
Two things here. Jason Kidd, would this be the third time in his illustrious career that he left Dallas in a way that you were like, the hell, dude? And two for the Knicks.
Yeah.
The first time was whenever he, you know, the whole 3J situation. And Tony Braxton. The second time was whenever he, at the last second, he agreed to terms with the Mavericks, and at the last second was like, you know what, I'm going to the Knicks.
Yeah.
What?
I do remember that.
Out of nowhere, like just, ah. And then, so this would be a third time, would just be a weird situation. Maybe that's what destiny is, man.
But then again, after that situation, I thought maybe he would never get his jersey retired, and they're like, we'll bring you back as a coach. So who knows?
He also sound a little bitter. I think two times now. He sounded bitter.
Oh.
One, Dirk was talking about his statue, and he's up there, and Jason Kidd was like, you know, we were a bunch of little burgers, but we were there to help you. And like, I don't know if you remember the speech, but yeah. He was like, don't forget about us. And then when he was on with us the other day, we mentioned Dirk, and he was like, and yeah, we were all burgers, and we helped him get a World Series or an NBA championship. And I was like, man, is he bitter about that?
I had not analyzed it like that.
I thought to myself in that moment, I was like, and don't forget you. You won that championship too, Jason Kidd. But what's, so the return is not enough for me.
Okay.
I do. Somebody did say, hey, tear it down, build around Flag. I get that. But the idea for Nico and their front office is build around Flag while you're also winning with veterans. Let him grow.
Agreed.
And so
whether or not people agree with that strategy, I think that's the strategy.
I think the most significant thing to get me to be okay with this is tell me what the next coach is going to be.
Okay.
That's more important to me now, because if you're saying you're bringing Phil Jackson in, all right, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate
what if,
it.
What if it was Sweeney then?
I like Sweeney.
Okay, so I say...
Even the other day, Jason Kidd talked so highly about Sean Sweeney on our show.
So that's the deal I present to you. Sean Sweeney will be the next head coach. You get a 2026 or 27 first-round pick from the Knicks.
All right, let's move. Let's...
Oh, I guess it would be 26.
It also keeps kind of the vision of this thing aligned in that Sean Sweeney's been here watching all these moves being made,
yeah,
and it seems like he can just pick up where things left off, hopefully. Then again, sometimes it is a little awkward being the guy that was in the group and then you got elevated and now you have to command the respect of them while you were one of their peers at one point.
Yeah.
So that is, but I think a lot of the guys do already have a lot of respect for Sean Sweeney. So
that's the deal that I present to you, Alec. Do you accept
it? And by the way, I want to make sure, Alec, we're not reporting that that's happening.
Yeah.
This is just, we're going through some hypotheticals to figure out what we
want.
Like.
Because Windhorst said there was mutual interest. And if you want something grounded in more reality for the Mavericks, I'll get to that in a second.
Jordan Schultz is saying there's a lot of interest, absolutely undeniable interest from the Knicks.
Did he also say he would kick Rappaport's ass at the Starbucks? It was Rappaport, right?
I can't remember.
All right.
It was.
Alec, would you make that deal as presented to you?
I think all things considered, if he really wants to leave, I'm making the deal.
Okay. And I don't necessarily, I will tell you this. I think even mutual interest doesn't mean that he would necessarily want to leave. It's just
sure.
Like you take the conversation. I know some people think you take the conversation, it means you're already looking for your way out.
Sure.
Maybe that's the case, but I don't know that to be the case.
And we know that's the case with, like, let's say in Major League Baseball. Everybody grows up at some point wanting, like, if they're going to be a Major League player, they want to wear the pinstripes at some point. You know, like, if they have the opportunity, they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Because of the history and the rapport and how cool it would be and, you know, all of that nostalgia. If the Knicks come calling, you got to pick up the phone. You got to at least consider it. So yeah, it leans into that. But I'm going to take the capital because then I'm assuming at that point that Kyrie is leaving.
Yeah.
So you're getting that salary off the books. And then that ammunition really does become ammunition because then that first round pick gets you a Jrue Holiday if you want to go get that. And I think that move makes a lot more sense if Kyrie's not on the roster because then the money makes a lot more sense. So I think it makes sense if he really does want to leave, I'd probably go ahead and do it.
Now, I want to talk about Omax Prosper for just a second. So his season was cut short because of wrist surgery. He was at the Episcopal School of Dallas yesterday hosting the Mavs Hoops Camp. So he still couldn't shoot or throw down any dunks, but he was out there helping the
kids.
That's concerning. Okay, because he's recovering from surgery.
Oh, gotcha.
Not because of anything else, as far as I know. And so he was still out there helping the kids, and I thought that was really great. But I loved his quote about getting the number one pick. Quote, I was like, damn, I was not expecting that at all, obviously. This is great for us. Can't get better than that. It's just going to make our team so much better. I'm excited. So obviously I love everything about that quote, right down to the real human emotions at the beginning.
Yeah,
and then,
damn.
Yeah, damn. I was not expecting that. And then he goes, Cooper Flagg, the kid from Duke, is going to bring a lot to our team. He's super versatile, has the drive to win, super competitive, can defend offensively. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He's a great addition to our team and someone we can plug wherever we need to help us win. And I just thought that was really cool to hear from a player who is on the Mavericks talking about Cooper Flagg. So if you wanted to move away from like the hypothetical and everything, Omax Prosper's here and he's pumped.
And Kyrie made the mention of we're connected, you know, as Dukies.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said Dukies.
You know, I'm really surprised over the years they didn't come up with a better expression than that, you know?
Dukies?
Yeah.
I mean, when you got the right one, you just stick with it.
I guess so.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.